enjoying herself. She was sitting in one of my leather lounges, surrounded by a group of adoring boys who couldn't seem to get enough of whatever it was she was saying to them. She turned to greet me, smiled wickedly, reached up with her long, slender hand, and plucked a large, plump, chocolate-coated strawberry right off my platter. Katya is a tall Eurasian beauty from the Russian steppes. She has finely chiseled cheekbones, pale alabaster skin like porcelain, and eyes of emerald green. Perhaps her most striking feature, apart from her voice that is, are her beautiful, full, dark lips, the color of plum. I stopped to chat with Katya for a little, and while we were talking, she was licking and teasing the dark chocolate coating of that plum strawberry with her very long, lascivious tongue. Letting the dark chocolate rub off onto her dark, wet lips. And I can tell you that I was getting just a little mesmerized by that darting tongue of Katya's as she was flicking it out, lapping the shiny chocolate and teasing the tip of that pink strawberry while I was trying to talk to her. I think she knew exactly what she was doing to me with her long, flaking tongue. You see, Katya is also a hypnotongue. She is very sexy, and she knows exactly how to get inside your head whenever she wants to. Where was I? In any case, we were talking about all my VIP boys, the good boys that I like to collect as toys at the hypnotist. Katya suggested to me that as her good friend, I really should be sharing some of my toys with her from time to time, just for fun. I have to admit that I found that thought very sexy. The idea of sharing some of you boys with my other girlfriends, those girls who also like to dominate submissive boys like you, that really turns me on. And so I decided right there on the spot that my next party at the office of the hypnomistress will be a very special Christmas party where I will invite some of my hottest girlfriends, the ones who also enjoy dominating and teasing helpless boys, luring them into submission, and then slowly but surely hypnotizing them. All your submissive buttons, tugging your strings. So you had no choice. You would be completely helpless, finding that you needed, badly needed, to do it again. All for their pleasure. Can you imagine just how helplessly aroused you might feel if I told you that I had decided to use you like a toy? It's going to amuse me to pass you along to a few of my girlfriends who also like to have hypnotized toys to play with. There's nothing quite like the rush of pleasure that I'm going to get when I let you understand that you belong to me, that you, boy, are my property, and that I will pass you around to my girlfriend whenever it pleases me to do so, however I see fit. That look of total confusion, helpless acceptance that I see on a boy's face when I tell him what I'm going to do with him. It's priceless. turning you on just a little. Perhaps I have something very special in mind for you. For as you will find, it turns out that for a woman like you, being told what's going to happen, how you will be treated as my property, understanding your place, only makes you feel more submissive.
Don't